fight and they want to be strong. But they won't be around in the end to see what went wrong. I don't want to live in ground zero no more. I don't want to push war with my silence. I don't want to love fear or to fear love no more. No more, no more silence. No more silence. I tell you a story, oh, won't take too long, about the boy from the fancy house who knows right from wrong. A serious sense of pride and he wants to belong, but he won't be around in the end to say what went wrong. I don't want to live in ground zero no more. I don't want to push war with my silence. No, no, I don't want to love fear or to fear love no more. No more, no more silence. We're talking loudly now. No. Georgie, ever since he stole the election, he'd been making history. When the planes into the building slammed, soon bombed Afghanistan. His daddy and his buddies were getting fired on war money. Never once did slow, never once looked back. Whole world said no, he said yes, let's bomb Iraq. Had to cook up some fiction, sex up his diction. Keep the people scared for fear of weapons mass destruction. He had to lie, he had to spy, he had to deny those who asked why. In the end he said we're the superpower, we'll decide who died. Besides, we got cash and weapons stacked up to the sky. Need to use them, need to lose them, need to blow them off, show them off. We need a war, that's what they're for. Then he said he's talking directly to the big guy. He got a hotline to the God mine, and God said to the victor goes the spoils. And to the American corporations, guess what goes all the Iraqis' oils. By the way, move over, over, we'll take over if you please. Shucks, damn, we still didn't find any WMDs. Flash to a picture of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein. They're setting him up and knocking him down and setting him right back up again. Talking, talking tough on a terrorist, but everybody knows ya that he was running drugs and guns with the Ayatollah and the Contras. And whatever really happened with Manuel Noriega and Pinochet, we could go on all day talking about these guys that used to work for the CIA. We're gonna make the people of the world feel the way the people of the world feel today. And then Junior Georgie bowed his head and prayed for the Jewish souls that were lost. He said that we should never ever forget about the Nazi Holocaust. He said that guys like Hitler shouldn't get no more chances. I bet he hopes nobody checks into his granddaddy's finances. You see, making profit off of war was in the family. Preskin Bush in World War II, he was in thick with the Nazis, using Polish slaves from Auschwitz to make the Third Reich steal, to make the guns and bombs and bullets the American boys would feel. Money, money was made hand over fist. Bush was doing business with the fascists. Money, money was made, where did it go? It's in the family coffers and it still does flow, like the blood that was spilled from the people who were killed, and the voices of injustice that will never be stilled, echoing down through history till it's in your living room. If the rat gets away with the cheese, he's coming back real soon. We can talk and talk all day, it really doesn't matter. What matters is the future, what they got on the platter. Exporting more fear and repression and high-tech violence. We need some answers, we need some justice. We need no more secrets and we need no more silence. We'll be right back.
silence. No more silence.